Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And it's time to do a Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Rebs won 2 out of 3. We'll talk about that. We've got other portal news coming up on the show today with Zach Berry of the Ole Miss Spirit, and then we'll get Brad Henderson with the Ole Miss Radio Network to chat with us as well on this May the 6th version of the show. We'll tell you about First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They'll guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Yancey, Chuck, evening.
What's going on, Garo?
There's I don't know. There's good, there's bad, there's good in the bad, and bad in the good, right?
Yeah. It feels ugly to me. I still cannot get over that game yesterday. It just left a sickening taste.
But we've always said if you win two on the road, it's a successful weekend.
It is.
And not if you got to win that third to have a chance to make the NCAA tournament, though.
Right.
That's the problem.
And the thing that comes into light, and for those of you that were on Super Talk, may have heard Coach talking with the guys at the rest of with Richard and the gang. I mean, they had to chew on that last game the whole bus ride back. Mm-hmm. You had two really good games. Two wins at least. Thought you had the sweep, and then you got the 2 out of 3. But you got to think about what could have, might have, and didn't turn out to be.
Yeah, I mean, you two outs, nobody on base. You got the lead. Quinn's just dealing right there, and they bring in a batter that I believe had 6 hits total, Chucky, on the season for a pinch hitter because the other guys were swinging really bad that weekend. And, I mean, you get the first strike there, and that's supposed to be it. And, the rest is history. Why they weren't playing on the lines to allow a triple, I don't know. But that kind of starts, we'll ask Hindu about that, how you can allow somebody to hit a triple there. I don't know. And then Trenton Lyons, why was he not in there? Was he on the travel team or not? I don't know that answer. The 3 pass balls there, that's one of my 5 thoughts. It's just kind of the way that's been an issue all season. I told Gary, Ole Miss leads the country in wild pitches. Now, poor pitchers on the team, they probably count 75% of them as wild pitches that are past balls. I don't know. Tough.
Frustrating.
Only way to say it, right? Because you're still at this point at 9-15, the tied for 11th, basically.
Yeah.
Right? And
sure.
With a 2-game lead on Missouri, and it is what it is.
Yeah, you just don't want to go to the SEC tournament having to win it to get to the NCAA. So they got to get to 13, maybe 12 if they have a good showing in the SEC tournament. But, you know, 4 out of 6 is a tall task, but you got to take it one game at a time. Start with A&M, and they have not been playing well lately on the road. So it's doable, but they're going to have to at least take the series there at A&M to have a shot.
Before we get with Zach, 5 things with Yancey brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, I don't know when a game hurt as much for me as the Sunday loss to Auburn. You have the lead with 2 outs and nobody on base and lose the game on 3 pass balls. Isn't it ironic that the potential final nail in the coffin came by the way of a pass ball? It's been a major issue since game one this season. Thought number two, I've read some fans criticize Bianco for subbing Birch for Smithwick in the top of the 9th, but please remember Smithwick got things started at the plate in the 9th inning with the leadoff single. You don't get to the bottom of the 9th without Smithwick. The better question is why they didn't bring in a veteran catcher in the portal this offseason. To me, that still looms as the biggest mistake for the 24 roster construction. Thought number three, the road to the NCAA tournament bid now looks like this. They have to win 4 out of the next 6 against A&M and LSU or win the SEC tournament. Thought number four, most of the dust has settled now that the spring football transfer portal is over. The Rebels currently sit at number 3 in the country with hopes to add another rush in and a receiver and possibly another defensive back. And thought number 5, I keep hearing that Beard is wanting to run a positionless team next season. But in my opinion, finding another center is key going forward. The freshman McDonald's All-American signee in John Bowl needs a veteran to teach him the ropes while he develops. Just having that extra body will be vital for depth purposes as well.
All right. Well, we've got Zach Berry coming up. We'll find out a little bit about things in the portal world coming up from him.
Yeah.
We've got Hindu coming up. We need your text messages at 662-426-1093. That is 426-1093. A little Ole Miss news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's all coming up here on this version of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Zach Berry's next.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Cannon Motors, Mississippi, Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, Zach Berry is on the program with us from the Ole Miss Spirit. We welcome him back. Hello, Zach.
Good evening. How are we doing?
Doing good, brother. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Just another Monday.
Yeah, so still active in the portal, it looks like, both football and basketball. What's the latest you're hearing?
Yeah, basketball, I think right now, is probably doing a little bit of the waiting game. I spoke with a couple of people over the weekend. I think as of right now, Ole Miss is cautiously optimistic. Matthew Morrell could potentially return for another year. He got invited to the NBA Combine tryout. There's a big group of guys that will go and compete in kind of a two-day scrimmage to see who will get selected to go compete in the NBA Combine. I would imagine that if Morrell is not chosen to go to the Combine, that a decision could be quickly made. But the source that I spoke with said that the expectation as of now would be Morrell would come back. If that is the case, I do think Ole Miss could potentially be done in the backcourt with Morrell coming back and then the current additions. And then I think they might look at adding one more front court guy and just in terms of a depth piece, somebody to come off the bench and be physical on defense, grab some rebounds. I think right now the Hall that's already in the boat, so to speak, in the front court, can handle the load offensively. I think if there's another one out there, it would be just a rebounding defensive presence.
With John Ball coming in, he's got kind of the same game that we saw from last year's centers, really, protects the rim and struggles a little bit offensively, although his game offensively started turning around and developing this year. Do you think he's enough down low, or in my opinion, it's a must that they go get him some help.
I think right now, Ole Miss has done enough in the portal to help Ball transition and get acclimated quickly. I think Ole Miss saying you don't want John Ball playing at home. And that's not to say John Ball is not talented or not capable. He certainly is. He's a McDonald's All-American.
All right, we're going to call you back there. It sounds like we got a little cell trouble, so Rhino's going to give you a buzz back. So
Chuck, what do you think about it? I mean, he's 7'2" and weighs about 180 pounds. I mean, is that enough down low for Ole Miss next year?
No, but they've got 2'6" guys that are kind of wide bodies that they've gotten out of the portal that I think could be adequate if mix them in there with him. And Brakefield's coming back, he's 6'9". I think they need another one, but I don't think it's desperate.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a desperate situation. I think it's a bonus if you get another one. About Morrell, though, I don't know where Zach's getting that information. My information,
he's not invited to the NBA Combine.
Yeah, but I mean, I talked to Chris Beard last week, wrote an article about it. That he thought it 100% transparent that he was going to go pro somewhere. If not in the NBA, go overseas. So I don't know. Maybe he's changed his mind. And Chris said that was possible, that he could change his mind. But,
All right, Zach is back.
Zach, we were kind of talking about Morrell there with going pro or not. What are you hearing? What is going to be the deciding factor to you if he does come back?
I think it'll come down to whether or not Morrell wants to play another year of college. I think he could use another year to just kind of round out his game a little more. I think that there's probably a little bit of concern with the consistency down the stretch. He had some struggles midway and then late into the season with shooting. I think the expectation would be for him to be a 3-and-D guy at the next level. The defense, I think, is there. He's athletic. He's big. He's physical. Built well. The dude hits it hard in the weight room. I don't think that's the question. I think it's just rounding out that shooting and just being more consistent. And nowadays, y'all probably talked about it, but if not, I think Morrell probably stands to make more money in NIL at Ole Miss than overseas.
I do too. John Ball, you were talking about earlier that maybe you don't want to hurt his feelings by bringing in another portal player. We kind of saw that a little bit in baseball with Smithwick when they could have gone and grabbed a portal catcher, and now it's really, you know, biting Ole Miss in the rear end, so to speak. I mean, where's the fine line there of making that decision and being able to talk to Ball and saying, hey, we've got to get you at least five more fouls?
I think that Bowl kind of understands his role coming in. I haven't spoken with John since he committed, but I think Beard and them have communicated well with what the expectation is for him coming in. He's a McDonald's All-American. He's talented. There's no question about that. But I think in all reality, barring him shocking the world and being a lottery pick, I think it would serve him well for Ole Miss to have a experienced and deep front court that can allow him to come in and play a little more free and not be shouldering too much of a load. Because, yeah, the offensive game is a little behind the defensive game, but the intrigue, the talent, the skill set is there. Down the stretch in the overtime elite league, his offense was starting to get a little bit more functional, and I think that that's going to come with time. But there's no questioning the defensive effort and the rebounding and the shot blocking. So I think it's a good fit for him to not only, not be counted on a ton, but just, hey, 5-6 minutes here and there, not long stretches. We want to ease him into that transition into SEC basketball because it's going to be brutal.
Transitioning there to football. Keep seeing new offers at receiver. They're going after the Wake Forest corner that visited Alabama last weekend. And then the national pundits keep putting Ole Miss and Tyler Barron sweepstakes there at defensive end. So that seems to be the focal points, receiver, DN, and corner. Is there anything else you think they're looking at, or is it kind of narrowed down to those three?
I think right now you're probably looking at edge and then maybe receiver. I think the receiver – would have to be a best case situation, especially if it's someone that is expected to play this year because of how deep and talented that room already is. I think the cornerback position, I think, might be sewn up at this point. I know there were some rumblings out there about Cormani McClain. I don't think Ole Miss has gotten very far down the line there, if at all. He's being pretty guarded with who he's talked to. His mom has been pretty coy about it. She said, it's a lot of SEC schools, but hasn't really said who. So they're keeping that one close to the vest. But I think the pickup of Isaiah Hamilton over the weekend, I think you put him opposite Trey Amos and to go along with the rest of that defense and that secondary and those experienced safeties. John Saunders is a guy that doesn't get talked about enough. I think he's set up to have a really good draft year. But, yeah, I think you kind of have all eyes turned to Tyler Barron right now. Ole Miss, I talked with a source over the weekend that said Ole Miss was trending. There was some momentum building there. Ole Miss did an in-home with him last week, and then he went to Los Angeles over the weekend to visit with SC and Lincoln Riley. So didn't commit over the weekend. We'll see what happens. If he's already visited Miami, will he take one more visit to Ole Miss? He doesn't really need to. He was moved in Oxford before flipping to Louisville, so he knows what Oxford is. So I think that's kind of where we're at. You mentioned receiver. The one name out there, Elijah Badger, I think is someone to keep an eye on. Arizona State wideout put up really good numbers despite multiple quarterbacks, a bad team, and Tempe. I think he is someone that could be a nice complement in the slot to Jordan Watkins and Juice Wells and whoever else, Caden Lee, whoever else is in that slot. He's a bigger physical. I think he's probably a little bit taller than Jordan Watkins, but built similar. He can beat you over the top, but he can run good routes and make contested catches. But that's probably it, to be honest. I don't see them going after another corner. I think the aforementioned Wake Forest corner, I think he's going to end up at Alabama if he hasn't already. I know he was trending that way. But, yeah, I think it's Tyler Barron right now, and that's it.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, back and rolling, and we want to talk to you about Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We thank Zach for rolling with us into the break. Now it's time to get some text messages at 662-426-1093 with Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. And so we have a couple of things in the baseball world, yeah. And it's about being so close yet being so far,
yeah,
is one of the things that has been said, and I agree with that. I mean, they're close, but closest right now got you at 9-15 in the league and 25-22, right?
You know what they always say, mm-hmm. Gary, you are what your record says you are.
Yep. I was doing some things too in this while we were going, just looking at overall stats, mm-hmm. and things, right? And looking in the SEC and looking at team ERAs, Auburn 5.99, Ole Miss 6.09, and Florida at 6.38 are the bottom three, and those are the three teams. You throw in Missouri at 5.61, those four teams right now are the three of the four teams scrambling. Florida's falling that way. It shocked me that Florida's pitching staff had the highest earned run average in the league, but they're overall 24-23 now.
But Gary, you know, some of that too is because of the defense. You know, I mean, it was like the Alabama game. They had literally seven errors in one inning, and they counted one. So those count as earned runs against the pitcher because they're giving so many of these errors, and so it counts. And then so many of these pass balls as wild pitches, and then just a lot that the players simply can't make and get to, that, you know, they don't cover a lot of ground in the infield. There's not a lot of athleticism in there. So, you know, I mean, it's really you've got a handful of guys that can hit that can't play defense. You got a handful of guys that can play defense that can't hit. It goes back to roster construction and overall talent. And that goes back to me, Chucky. I don't care who's coaching this. They got to get this NIL fix. The only reason I say that is I talk to these players that are coming out because my son's in high school, and a lot of these players that are being recruited by other schools or signed with other schools, I know what they're offered by school X and Y and what Ole Miss is given, and it's nowhere in the ballpark. And I don't know if Ole Miss just thought that they could get these players, even players they signed, right, to show up, if they could get them just off of reputation and facilities and fan support and all that. But, you know, they miscalculated by a wide margin, and they got to get that fixed. That's why the talent is where it is. Bianco didn't forget how to coach. He didn't forget how to evaluate. They just don't have the talent.
Yeah, and you got to buy the talent now.
Yep, got to.
No question about it, and that's what's happening in football. That's the reason we're in the top five or six in every poll, preseason poll in football. We've gone out and bought a team.
Yeah.
I mean, and credit the coaches for evaluating those guys and locating them and whining and dining them. But at the bottom line is they're saying, well, coach, that's all great. I love the Manning Center, blah, blah, blah. But how much are you going to pay me?
Right.
And that's it.
Well, think about what Zach was saying a while ago. I mean, of the 78 players invited to the NBA Combine, Morrell's not one of them. But going overseas, he probably will make more if he stays and plays in Oxford next year.
Exactly.
Than if he goes overseas and plays somewhere else.
And then in baseball, you got to remember, you're on partial scholarship. There is no Hope Fund like there is in Tennessee and Louisiana and these other states besides Mississippi and Alabama. You know, it just like we had a top kid last year. I'm not going to say his name because that's a confidentiality, but it was going to cost him $40,000 a year to go to Ole Miss where he could go make money in the MLB. And so, you know, I mean, you go somewhere like Tennessee or Louisiana or Florida where it's all paid for, right? I mean, those are big decisions. You got a family of four. You got a couple kids in college. And that's your $40,000 is a lot of money in today's climate. So they've got to get that fixed. I don't care who the coach is.
And part of the reason I brought up the stats, someone was asking about stats. Those same four teams are the bottom four teams hitting that are in the bottom four teams pitching as well. And so you're at the bottom of the league, right?
You are what your record says you are.
You're there. There is a football question. I don't know if you are going to know the answer, but how many full-time assistant coaches can a college football team have?
Ten.
And good gosh, how many are the analysts and all that now?
450. I don't even know. I don't even know if there is a limit. Obviously, we've... I know this, and I don't know how to – I'll break it down for y'all 1 week here. I'll find out. But there are 56 people under Lane Kiffin now in one capacity or another in terms of in the recruiting office, analysts, assistant coaches, et cetera, administrative people, you know, for operations and that kind of thing, 56 people.
Mm.
I mean, that's almost one per player.
The travel roster, you got one per travel roster when you get going.
But, I mean, you look at every SEC basketball bench. I mean, you got to count 12 people before you get to a player on the bench down there.
That's right.
It's pretty amazing. I remember when I first started the Ole Miss Spirit that Warner offered and Eddie Crawford were the only two in the whole athletic department. Reed Davis, that's about it. And Langston Rogers, there's about four people.
over there by the SAE house and that old building right there.
Now we've got over 350 athletic department employees.
And in the last minute, we have here a Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, oxfordortho.com.
Leger.
I mean,
got a broken thumb. What can you do with a broken thumb?
We'll find out from him, dude. Hopefully they can get something going forward, because that bottom of the lineup now is, you know, there's holes all through it, and they got to get him back in there somehow, some way.
Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Brad Henderson will be with us next. The analyst on the Ole Miss Radio Network chats a little baseball when we come back.
I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in six great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality First Wear Comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless Western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Concerned your spouse is being unfaithful? Do you need more information to support a litigation? Whatever the case may be, Whitlock & Associates is here to help. With over 20 years of experience, our private investigators are thorough and discreet, so you can get the answers you need. Peace of mind could only be a phone call away. Call 662-832-8104 or visit WhitlockInvestigations.com to learn more.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Spending a little time with you on this May 6th, the Faris Group is our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. The Faris Group continues to provide clients with unparalleled service and deliver those results. Get in contact with them at 1-877-327-3735. We know him as Hindu, Brad Henderson. Are you on the line with us, big guy?
I'm with you, man.
How are you, man? I know yesterday was deflating for everybody, and I keep harping on it, but what did you see from the players on the field after the game, doing the game interviews, and from Bianco? What was their mood like?
Yesterday was tough. I mean, obviously the dramatics there at the end for both teams. Obviously, the guys were disappointed, and you know what ended up. You know, you could have been a great weekend. Ended up being a good weekend, right? And I know that was a long bus ride home for those guys, and they had to sit on that for, you know, 4 or 5 hours as they got back to Oxford. But they were dejected, which obviously you would expect. And but on the flip side, it showed me that. you know, they, it still means something, right? They had thrown in the towel. But, yeah, that was a gut punch. And, you know, there's really no other way to you know, describe it. So you hope obviously the road's not easy this week with A&M coming to town. Of course, you can't overlook Murray State on Wednesday, but obviously Rebel fans are looking to A&M now. So, you know, it just made it a little bit harder. But, you know, overall I thought it was a pretty good weekend, Yancy.
Hindu, I know a lot of people have asked, was Lyons, was he on the travel team last weekend? Was he available to catch?
Yeah, I'm sure he was. And I could probably go back and look. But, yeah, I mean, I think most every weekend they're going to carry three catchers just in case, you know, any situation kind of like yesterday happens and or you get somebody that breaks a bone on Friday night, now you got to have two. So, yeah, I would be certain that he was on the 27 man.
On the positive notes, things that I saw in this series that can help going forward, and we're missing pieces. Mallett's kind of got back to his old self, and then Mendez really emerged there, going, I believe, the last three innings to close that game out. They're going to be critical going forward. Just talk about what you saw from those two.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't Dole's best day, and so you know, we had to take him out, and you get six strong innings from Josh and Wes, and it was good to see Wes do what we've all expected Wes to do. Now, obviously, he's still a freshman, but he came in there and faced 10 batters. You know, I think he may have walked one and retired the other nine. So that's a good sign going forward, not only for the rest of this season, but you certainly got a glimpse of what he was brought here to do and kind of all the hype behind Wes Mendez. And, you know, in that last inning, which was his third inning, he was still 94 from the left side and still spotting it up pretty good. So bright future for that young man. And you're right, we're going to need both those guys to pitch extremely well if, you know, we can make a run at the postseason. And I'm sure y'all dove into the numbers of what we need to do and that road ahead. So certainly everybody will have to play at a high level and we'll have to be hitting on all cylinders to get to that number.
I thought it was interesting. He was on the television broadcast on Sunday, and I happened to turn it on and caught when they were talking with him, and he was talking about he had never relieved before in his life, so early this season was a little difficult for him. Now he's kind of figured out how in about 10 to 15 pitches to get ready and get out there. That's just part of being, I guess we can't call him freshman much anymore, Brad, but he's maybe finally learned a little bit about what it takes to get out there quickly and be ready.
Yeah, and I think the biggest part is the mental side of it, right? You've got to have a plan, and you've got to have it from pitch one. And it's kind of the game within the game. And once that slows down, that's when you guys see guys really take off, like Nikhazy did, you know, all the great ones. You know, they're going to get beat around when they first get on campus. But once the light switch goes off, and they figure it out, the game really slows down and becomes easy to them because they are so talented and gifted with the skill set. So you hope at this point he's kind of figured that out, that, hey, I got 15 pitches, but here's how I'm going to attack these guys. But to be able to do that successfully, I've got to make these pitches, you know. And I thought he really pitched well as far as locating his fastball, especially into right-handers, which is so hard for a freshman to do because they're used to a lot wider zone. This time last year, you know, he was pitching to a lot bigger strike zone, and he's had to figure it out in a hurry, and we've certainly thrown him in the fire. But he's going to be really, really good. I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he's got a chance to be really special here.
Hindu, offensively, Ross really got going. He had been struggling at the plate, especially in SEC conference play. You know, Fisher just had an unbelievable weekend, and they've got to have that with Leger out right now. What are you hearing over there inside the IPF about Leger and maybe if he can come back this weekend at all, even as a pinch hitter?
Yeah, you know, if you'd asked me this Saturday, I talked to Ethan after BP, and I was giving him a hard time about having a hangnail. You know, you got to be able to play through a hangnail. And he just laughed at me and he said, "Man, it hurts. It hurts pretty bad." And he is a one tough kid. I'll be honest. Unless something dramatically changes, I'll be shocked if he plays. Not only this weekend, I'll be shocked if he plays next weekend. Now, that's just my perception. No one has told me that, so I don't want to go on record because I have not been told anything from a medical standpoint. But he was in a lot of pain, and it's a broken bone, right? And so it's got to heal, and then he's got to be able to play through that pain. So, you know, it's just going to be day to day till then. But again, me personally, I can't foresee him playing against Texas A&M. Hopefully, maybe the pain subsides going into next weekend when we head to Baton Rouge. But I would not look to see Ethan Leger playing this weekend.
Hendo, is it too late to do anything about the defense? I mean, my goodness, we got to make two or three errors a game, it seems like.
Yeah, that's been tough, Chuck. And, there's no sugarcoating that, right? I mean, I try and keep my red and blue glasses on all the time, but it's been hard to watch. A lot of it's just stupid mistakes. You know, you're going to kick some ground balls. That's just part of the game. But, you know, when you're just spinning the second base and you throw it in the center field at 7 miles an hour, you know, not only does it put you in tough situations, but it runs your pitch count up. You're just giving teams way too many extra outs, and we don't do things well enough offensively, defensively, and on the mound to give really good teams extra outs. And that's been the frustrating part, because it's hard enough to get 27, but when you're giving teams 30, 32, 34 outs a game, you just make it a lot harder than it has to be on yourself. And to me, that's been the hardest part of my job, is having to sit up there and watch that, because I saw them in the fall and they clearly weren't this bad defensively. And obviously we've tried to shuffle some guys around that's been disappointing, because you're having to overcome all of that. And we just haven't been good enough to really overcome it from an offensive standpoint. And that's why you look up and we're 9-15 and just trying to fight our way here at the end to get in.
And with that, Brad, Luke Hill made an unbelievable play going across the shortstop bag and a throw to first, made a hard play look easy. And then two easy plays look hard. I'm with you. The frustration comes in. It's the easy plays that they're not making, right? The ones that look easy, at least.
Yeah, that's right. And I say that, Gary, because I was not a good defensive player, and I'm just being coming from an honest place. But I worked to become pretty good at just making a routine play. Now, I wasn't going to make the play that he made going up the middle, throwing across his body. So it's almost like a reaction thing, I guess you could say. The ones he has to think about are the ones we're kicking. And the ones that you just react because you're a good athlete, we make those plays. But, you know, no one wanted to make that play more than Luke did. And I'm assuming we're talking about the one that he kicked in game two that allowed two runs and allowed them to get back in that game. And you're right, it's hard to watch because we've just seen greatness, you know, for the past 24 years. And we're just not playing at a high level defensively. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't know that you could do anything different at this point, you know, because they tried to mix and match all they could. And do you give up defense to have a better lineup, or, you know, and they tried it all. And trust me, those guys in that staff are trying everything in their power to win baseball games. And, you know, we're getting down to the end of it, and you just hope that these guys figure it out with six huge conference games left.
Brad, The defense reminds me about a long time ago, we had a wide receiver named Willie Green.
Willie Green.
I know y'all would remember him.
Number one.
I used to tell the quarterbacks that, throw it out of his reach and he'll go get it. If you throw it in his bread basket, he's going to drop it.
So. And then, you know, it's just, of course, you moved Luke over, you know, to second base, so that's new to him. And it's not an excuse, though. I mean, we're an SEC baseball team that won a national championship 2 years ago, so I'm not making an excuse. Those plays have to be made. And sometimes they can get overlooked, though, if you're, you know, hitting the ball out of the yard and you know, we're hitting 310 as a team and we've hit 72 homers at this point. You can kind of get yourself out of some sticky situations, but we don't have that luxury this year. So, you know, we've just got to play more solid defensively to take the pressure off the pitching staff and really off the offense too, because, you know, double-digit runs are hard to get to in this league. And like I said, you just cannot give teams extra outs to play with.
Hindu, with the situation with LeJ and probably not playing this weekend, is there a way to lengthen the bottom of the lineup? Because, you know, there's some holes down there. I was thinking, brainstorming with Gary before the show, and I said, what if you put Fisher back at third base, put Udemart back in the outfield, because he can play outfield, and it frees up a DH spot to put in someone like Smithwick to put an extra bat at the bottom of the lineup. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that exact scenario has run through my head. And you know, I'm not at practice every day. And so, you know, obviously there's some things Judd probably does better defensively than Fish does. So, again, you're back to weighing the options of do we give up a little defense to get an extra bat in the lineup. And like you said, you would love to have Smithwick's bat in the lineup because he – to me, he's clearly one of our top nine hitters, but right now, obviously, you know, he's struggling behind the plate. He didn't play a good right field, but you would love to have him in the lineup. Now, on the flip side, it's also nice to know you've got him as a left-handed bat off the bench when you need him, and his two at-bats this weekend were huge for us. So, you know, that's a risk or reward that those guys get paid a lot of money, and I get paid in peanuts up there, peanuts and free coke to call the game. So, again, I'm not there at every practice, but that's certainly obviously a scenario that I'm sure they've thrown around to try and get Campbell's bat in the lineup. But I will say it was good to see Trayson Hughes, you know, have a couple big hits in Saturday and Sunday's game. The home run was obviously huge there in that 5-run first inning yesterday. And Braden Randall, you know, he's not hitting for a good average right now, but he had a big double and some key at-bats this weekend to help us win that series. So, you know, if you could get something from Birch offensively, obviously right now that would be gravy. Again, it's just what buttons do you want to push as we head down the stretch here.
Well, Hindu, let's say this. When Gary and Yancey are brainstorming, that's not even a light rain, okay?
So. Well, man, you know, it's like the bottom line. You put a Band-Aid on a pipe that's leaking, it's going to come out in another area. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of chasing your tail.
Hey, thank you, brother. Well, appreciate you.
It is, and it's frustrating, right? Because we've
been 2 years
in a row, but I tell myself, guys, I mean, we beat a really good team. We beat a really good team in South Carolina twice at home. We beat Mississippi State twice at home. You know, we went on the road and beat a good Tennessee. You know, it's in these guys if they play well. So, you know, don't give up on us yet. We got six big ones left.
Thank you, Hindu, as always.
More brain sprinkling coming up here right after the break.
She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, it's time for our SEC and Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, South's leader in estate jewelry, diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Bermuda Run, North Carolina. Either of y'all ever played golf there?
I have not. Played a lot this weekend, but not there.
Ole Miss women's golf team is there. Wrapped up the first round of that regional today with a 5-under par 283. That's third, tied for third. And Caitlin McNabb was a 3-under with a 69, her eighth round in the 60s. This season.
Nice.
They'll start at 7 a.m. again in the morning. And then in Auburn coming up tomorrow, Ole Miss softball in postseason as the SEC tournament starts. They'll take on Kentucky at 6. They're coming off back-to-back series wins to finish the season. You ready to talk some recruiting over there, sir?
Yeah.
We'll get into the NIL perspective, of course. Our friends at the Grove Collective trying to get those opportunities for Ole Miss students in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, this past weekend, Ole Miss landed Chucky and Gary, the Houston four-star grad transfer cornerback Isaiah Hamilton over Alabama and Michigan, and that was absolutely monster. 6'1 corner, started all 12 games last season, finished with 50 tackles, 3.5 tackles for a loss, and 4 interceptions. He graded out Chucky at 78.1 by Pro Football Focus, which ranked him 7th in the Big 12. So it's not only somebody that can come in and give you depth, this guy can give you a lot of productivity. That gives Ole Miss 2 of the top 12 corners in the transfer portal, according to On3 Sports, the other being Trey Amos out of Alabama, who's projected to be a starter on the other side. Tupelo 6'4", cornerback 6'4", Chucky. Mason Dunn committed Ole Miss over Mississippi State and LSU over the weekend. He was part of the state's top defense in 2023. The spring and final portal window has closed, but the undergraduate players who enter the portal that are still undecided still have until the first game to make a decision. The one player of interest that we keep hearing about is Tennessee and Louisville former defensive end Tyler Barron. The former Ole Miss commit, too, visited South Carolina over the weekend. Ole Miss had an in-home visit with him last week. and he also visited Miami. We'll see where it goes from here. Wake Forest cornerback Deshaun Jones visited Alabama over the weekend. Ole Miss spirit Zach Berry reported that Ole Miss had a little momentum to receive a home visit, but it looks like he could end up in Alabama. Ole Miss has recently reached out to Arizona statewide receiver Elijah Badger, per On3 Sports' Hayes Fawcett. The 6'2", 190-pound receiver had 142 receptions for 1,640 yards and 10 touchdowns in his 2 years at Arizona State. He is the top available wide receiver in the portal. And that should do it.
Little good, bad, and ugly coming up with Mr. Chuck, now brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered. Home or business, certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297.
Now, the good, this isn't going to be very popular, I know, because there's some bad taste in people's mouths about the baseball team right now. But the Rebel baseball team, they didn't get their sweep yesterday at Auburn, but they did win the first two, and anytime you win a SEC road series, it's considered a successful weekend, no matter how it ended. The Ole Miss football coaches have already committed 8 high school players for the 2025 class, and they don't look like they're slowing down anytime soon. The Rebels didn't lose but one player in the latest transfer portal opportunity who they thought would have helped them in 2024. Defensive tackle Joshua Harris would have played some as a plugger, but I don't think anyone else who opted out was going to play anything other than special teams at the most. All that's good. The bad, well, Rebel baseball team did have a chance to sweep, but in the bottom of the ninth inning, a couple of pass balls allowed 2 Auburn runs and gave the home team a 10-9 win after the Rebels entered the bottom of the ninth with a 9-8 lead. It's a tough way to lose the game, but it seems this Rebel team can find many ways to lose game. This was just another example.
Matthew Morrell, I thought that was interesting news there from Zach Berry as well. We've kind of been hearing that he was going to stick with the
road. Beard told me last week that he wasn't looking for him to come back now.
But that's before he didn't get him even invited to the NBA combine, so I'm sure that probably, and as
There could still be other ways. Like, he could go to individual teams do some things. Teams can do that. They'll bring you in on things, and he may catch someone's eye in a thing like that. Well, so there's still an opportunity.
Well, Beard was telling me, he said there's tryout situations.
Yeah, they will. Yep.
And, I mean, there's G League, there's overseas, there's a lot of opportunities for a kid. Unless he just – like y'all were saying earlier, you think he can make more money coming back to Ole Miss, which, you know, the stuff overseas is tax-free, most of it.
Yep. The money in the G League is not that good. So
it's not?
No.
You maybe in the 50,000, 60,000 if you are good range.
Versus making 50,000, 60,000 a month?
Yeah.
To come back. That would be big.
Won't make that coming back. He won't make $600,000.
It's gonna take some money now.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna get that.
Chuck, you would know.
All right, friends. We thank you for being with us. To Brad Henderson, to Zach Berry, to Rhino for running this. Good job, fellas.
Hotty toddy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.